This class that I'm going to give is dedicated to the father of Manish Gandhi, who just passed away yesterday. So first I'd like to offer a prayer. My dear Lord Krishna, if you so desire, please place Praful Gandhi at your lotus feet for eternal devotional service. And if that is not possible, then please let him take his next birth in the house of one of your pure devotees. Please raise your hands and repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama, Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. After my 8-hour class, we will have prasadam. So first, I'd like to read the translation to the Dhammadharashtakam prayer. And if you want to follow along, the sheets are up there. This 8-shloka prayer is sung morning and evening during the month of Kartik, the month of Dhammadhar. To the Supreme Controller, who possesses an eternal form of blissful knowledge, whose glistening earrings swing to and fro, who manifested himself in Gokula, who stole the butter that the gopis kept hanging from the rafters of their storerooms, and who then quickly jumped up and ran in retreat out of fear of Mother Yashoda, but who was ultimately caught. To that Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, I offer my humble obeisances. Upon seeing his mother's whipping stick, he cried and rubbed his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. His eyes were fearful and his breathing quick. And as Mother Yashoda bound his belly with ropes, he shivered in fright, and his pearl necklace shook. To this Supreme Lord, Sri Damodar, who is bound only with his devotee's love, I offer my humble obeisances. Those super excellent pastimes of the babyhood of Lord Krishna drowned the inhabitants of Gokula in pools of ecstasy. To the devotees who are attracted only to his majestic aspect of Narayana in Vaikuntha, the Lord herein reveals, I am conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. To that Supreme Lord, Damodar, my obeisances hundreds and hundreds of times. O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for liberation, nor eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon. My only prayer is that your childhood pastimes may constantly appear in my mind. O Lord, I do not even want to know your feature of Paramatma. I simply wish that your childhood pastimes may ever be enacted in my heart. O Lord, the cheeks of your blackish lotus face, which is encircled by locks of curling hair, have become reddened like the bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. What more can I describe than this? Millions of opulences are of no use to me, but may this vision constantly remain in my mind. O unlimited Vishnu, O Master, O Lord, be pleased upon me. I am drowning in an ocean of sorrow, and am almost like a dead man. Please shower the rain of mercy upon me, uplift me, and protect me with your nectarian vision. O Lord Damodar, in your form as a baby, Mother Yashoda bound you to a grinding stone with a rope for tying cows. You then freed the sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvra, who were cursed to stand as trees. And you gave them the chance to become your devotees. Please bless me in the same way, for I have no desire for liberation into your effulgence. O Lord, the entire universe was created by Lord Brahma, who was born from your abdomen, and which was bound with a rope by Mother Yashoda. To this rope, I offer my humble obeisances. I offer my obeisances to your most beloved Srimati Radharani and to your unlimited pastimes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this Leela, pastime of Damodar, is described in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 9th chapter, and then the subsequent Leela, which is tied in, the story of how Krishna liberates the two Arjuna trees, that is in the next chapter. Now, in this 9th chapter, the story of Damodar, in just a few places, Shukadeva Goswami gives his purport. Most of the chapter is describing the intricate details of the Leela. But there are a few verses within that chapter where Shukadeva gives his purport. And that is the subject that I would like to read to you. So let us begin. Please raise your hands. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nachantir na bihir yasya, na purvang napi chaparam, purvaparang bahish chantar, jagato yo jagachchaya. Tang mat vatmajam avyaktam, martyalingam adhoksajam, gopi kulukhale damna, babanda prakritang yata. So that word, adhoksajam, can everybody say? That is a very important name of God. As Lord Chaitanya instructs us, namna makari bahuda nija sarva shakti, that Krishna has unlimited number of names. And each of those names has a specific potency. So adhoksajam means God cannot be ascertained by your blunt material senses. He is beyond the range of the scientists, the politicians, the speculators. No. He cannot be perceived with the gross material senses. Avan manasa gochara. He is beyond the range of the material senses to mind or to know. To understand by the mind. But as Lord Chaitanya teaches us, he is perceivable when you engage in loving devotional service. This whole Damodar Leela, and one of the points that is going to be brought out, God can only be appreciated or revealed by loving devotional service. There is no other way. There is no other way. You have to render devotional service. So here's Shukadev's first purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end, no exterior and no interior, no front and no rear. In other words, he is all-pervading because he is not under the influence of the element of time. For him, there is no difference between past, present, and future. He exists in his own transcendental form at all times. So, when you heard no beginning, no end, no exterior, no interior, no front, no rear, you might think, oh, he must be formless. But no, Shukadev says, don't think like that. He exists in his own transcendental form, being absolute, beyond relativity. He is free from distinctions between cause and effect. And therefore, he is the cause and effect of everything. That unmanifest person who is beyond the perception of the senses had now appeared as a human child, and Mother Yashoda, considering him her own ordinary child, bound him to the wooden mortar with a rope. So the narration of Shukadev, Krishna was very naughty. Krishna had created a disturbance in his house. Krishna was a young child. And Yashoda decided that because of his mischief, she was going to punish him. She had brought a stick. But when she saw that Krishna was too frightened, shaking, trembling, crying, rubbing his eyes, and the kajal, mascara on his eyes had become smeared, Yashoda threw the stick away, realizing that this was too much punishment. But the child was too restless. Therefore, she decided to tie him up. When she discovered him, he was on top of a ulukula, a device for grinding, and he was distributing yogurt and butter to monkeys after he had broken the butter pot. So she decided that she would tie him up to this grinding mortar. And so she called for some rope. But when she tried to tie the final knot, it was 2 fingers, 2 inches too short. So the servant brought more rope. But it was still 2 fingers too short. And more rope was added, and all the rope in the house was brought. And when she tried to tie the final knot, it was still 2 fingers too short. So the lesson here, Krishna was showing his mother and all of us, I cannot be bound by rope. And when Krishna saw that his mother had become exhausted in trying to tie him up, the flowers from her headband had fallen, her hair had fallen, she was perspiring from the labor. When Krishna saw that she had become exhausted, then he agreed, he allowed himself to be tied up. But not by the ropes. No ropes can tie up Krishna. Therefore, the song we sang, Bhakti Badham. He is tied up by the ropes of love and devotion. And he's especially tied up by devotees who have pure love for him. That is actually the only way. You have to have pure love. Then he will be agreeable to being tied up. Here's the next purport of Shukadeva. Evaṁ sandarśitā hyaṅga harinā vṛtya vaśyata svavaśyenāpi kṛṣṇena yasyedaṁ śeśvaraṁ vaśe. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. So this is the major theme of this Damodar Leela, that your knowledge cannot bind Krishna, cannot attract him. Your so-called opulence, which are actually his gifts to you, your intelligence, your savvy, you may have so many so-called qualifications. They do not attract the all-attractive. The all-attractive, Krishna, can only be conquered by those who have pure loving attachment for him, such as this Mother Yashoda. She is unaware of Krishna's godhood. She is unaware that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All she knows is that this young baby, Krishna, is her child. And her love for him is unsurpassed. She is a gopi. The gopis are the topmost lovers and devotees of Krishna. This was admitted by Uddhava, and this is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The topmost devotees are these gopis. And Yashoda is the mother of God. Let us continue with Sukadeva's purports. Nemang virincho nabhavo nashvir apyanga sangsraya prasadang lebire gopi yat tat prapya vimuktidat. So that word, vimukti dat, mukti. In the Vedic philosophy, there are four arthas, purusha arthas, goals of human society. If you want human society, first of all, there must be religion, the codes of God. Then, by following the codes of God, artha, you get some economic privileges. And with those economic privileges, you get to enjoy your senses, kama. And when you become totally frustrated and you're not satiated with sense gratification, then you try for the greatest sense gratification, mukti, liberation. But Yashoda is the mukti. She has a special, extra special kind of mukti. In the song that we sang and the translation that I read, Satyavrata Muni said to the Lord, "I'm not interested in any kind of liberation. Even residing in your abode, Vaikuntha, where there is no anxiety, I'm not even interested in that. I am only interested in beholding this form of yours as Bala Gopal. That is his desire. He considers devotional service, engagement in devotional service, to be preferable to living in the kingdom of God. Why? Because living in the kingdom of God is the same as rendering the nine processes of devotional service. Because that is what goes on there. Going to the kingdom of God does not mean a permanent vacation. Going to the kingdom of God means work. Yes, just see Mother Yashoda. What was she doing? She was churning milk into yogurt and butter. She was working, and she's the mother of God. So it doesn't mean that when I go to the kingdom of God, I just sit back and watch television. No, going to the kingdom of God means now your real work will begin. Your real devotional service. So to engage in devotional service is what is meant by going to the kingdom of God. And therefore, you can have the kingdom of God right here in Laguna Beach, California. If you engage in one or more of the processes of bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, praying, worshiping, serving, befriending, and completely surrendering, if you do any one of these activities, while you are doing those activities, you are in the kingdom of God. You are liberated. Right now, you're liberated to the extent that you are absorbed in hearing this pastime. Neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the Goddess of Fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord. Notice what Shukadev just said. Lakshmi is the better half of Narayan. Never mind, none of them can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. Yes, you cannot become Mother Yashoda. The position is taken, no applications being accepted. Mother Yashoda gets to do something that nobody else gets to do. What is she doing? Since Krishna is her baby, don't mothers kiss their babies? Mother Yashoda, that in the song, it is said that Krishna, his hair and his cheeks have become reddened by the kisses of Mother Yashoda. Yes, she gets to feed him the milk of her breast, which started the whole. On this day, this pastime of Damodar took place on Diwali day. They were observing Diwali 5,000 years ago. Diwali is coming up Wednesday. This is an ancient festival. During the time of Mother Yashoda, they were observing. On this day, Yashoda decided to make the butter and milk herself for baby Krishna. She thought he must not be satisfied with what he's getting at home. Therefore, he's going to the neighbors and causing a disturbance and stealing their butter and yogurt. And Yashoda had special cows. And those cows would be fed special grass. And the cows, by their mystic power, turn grass into milk. We can't do that. But cows, they have mystic power. put some grass in the cow with their seven stomachs, they produce the miracle food, milk, amrita, liquid religion. So these grasses fed to these special cows would give the milk a unique flavor. And that was the milk Yashoda was churning on this day. But she was interrupted because Krishna came and indicated that he wanted to be suckled by his mother. This is a unique position. So this is why Shukadev says, Brahma, Shiva, Lakshmi, they do not have this facility to be able to feed Krishna and kiss his cheeks and hold him. Unique. The Mukti. Now, Shukadev continues. Nayang Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinang Gopika Suta Jnaninang Chatma Bhutanang Yada Bhakti Matam Iha. This is the last verse. So prasadam should be ready. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. Yes, there are two kinds of loving service. Ordinary, regulated devotional service, the perfection of which is that you reside on one of the spiritual planets. And the other kind is this, spontaneous loving service. If you want to go to the abode of Krishna, the topmost spiritual planet, if you want to go to Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna himself, not his expansion, but Krishna himself resides, ordinary devotional service does not get you entrance. This is what you need. This is what Shukadev is saying. You need spontaneous loving service. Spontaneous is like this. When a lusty man sees an attractive woman, his eyes immediately goes. Even a 90-year-old man on his deathbed, the relatives are surrounding, but if a young, pretty girl comes, that's where the eyes go. Spontaneous. Someone like Donald Trump has spontaneous devotion for himself. Am I right? But here, the residence of this Gokul, Yashoda, they have spontaneous attraction for this Damodar Krishna. So you know for yourself, what are you naturally, spontaneously attracted to? But by performing regulated, practical devotional service, sadhana, by continually, gradually, little by little, you come to the spontaneous platform. And once you reach the spontaneous platform of loving service to Krishna, you are perfect. And you will see, little by little, how your spontaneous loving, yes, little by little. You know you have made some advancement if you find yourself especially attracted to a particular lila. That's an indication that you have reached a little bit of spontaneous, that there's one lila that you love, and you, as soon as you, that lila comes, you're attracted. Or if you have a particular service, that no matter what, whenever you get an opportunity for this service, you run for it. That's another indication. But the topmost platform, as soon as the name Krishna, everybody say,
Krishna.
As soon as that name Krishna appears, immediately you're attracted. Just like me. As soon as I hear the word prasadam, I am immediately attracted. At least I'm attracted to prasadam. So gradually, even it's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, shanakshanai uparamed buddhya griti grihitaya, gradually, step by step. So it is imperative, every day, we chant this Hare Krishna mantra, and we perform regulated devotional service day after day after day. Otherwise, you cannot just jump to that spontaneous platform. It's not possible. You have to become reconditioned. You have to become purified. So this Krishna is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, those performing severe penances and austerities, what to speak of those who are still in the bodily concept of life. So during this month of Kartik, you should be increasing your devotional activities. This month is special. You get a bigger return on your investment. During this month, more chanting, more reading, more serving. Any one of the nine processes. Especially Lord Chaitanya emphasizes hearing and chanting. Myself, I have been spending the last week, 10 days, simply studying this Damodar Lila every day for a few hours, reading it, studying it, trying to become completely absorbed in this Damodar Lila. Next week, because it'll be the Govardhan Lila, then I will spend the week becoming totally absorbed in Govardhan. And then continue with reading and studying Damodar Lila. I simply want to become absorbed. On the way here, the hour drive, I was listening to a recording I made of the Digdarshini Tika. I simply want to hear and chant about Krishna during this month of Kartik. So I encourage you, increase your hearing and chanting and performing any of the devotional items. Your return on investment will be tremendous. And I am already seeing in my own life, by putting in this extra time, I see my consciousness gradually elevating, and I'm seeing Krishna is blessing me with such nice insights. Because Krishna reciprocates. Ye yata mang parapajante tangstataiva bhajamyaham. As you surrender, he will reciprocate. There's nobody who can tell me different. I have seen it in my lifetime. I see it every day. If I try just a little bit to go closer to Krishna, immediately I see some reciprocation. Thank you very much. Let us thank the Garmakar family for having this program. And I was told by the head of the Garmakar family that we will be doing more of these programs here in this greatest of temples many times in the months to come. So let's bless the Garmakar family. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Where is prasadam? Out there? Class is dismissed.